Attacks on police officers, churches and synagogues in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan have left many people dead. Gunmen targeted the cities on the Orthodox festival of Pentecost, and the fatalities include at least 15 police officers, a priest and a security guard. Six of the attackers are dead and police are hunting for others. The assailants have not been identified, but Dagestan has in the past been at risk of Islamist attacks. Well, for more, we're joined on the line by BBC's Russia editor Steve Rosenberg. Steve, thanks for joining us. What do we know so far about these attacks that happened in Russia?
Good morning, Karen. Yes, this seems to have been a coordinated attack with gunmen opening fire late Sunday afternoon in two cities in Dagestan, in Derbent and Makhachkala. Just to place things a little bit, Dagestan is in the Russian North Caucasus region. It borders Chechnya. And it does appear that two churches were targeted and two synagogues as well, and a police checkpoint was attacked. And gun battles between the attackers and security forces there continued well into the night. But the anti-terrorist operation, as it's been called, has now been declared over. We're still waiting for updated figures on casualties, but the head of Dagestan, Sergei Melikov, said that at least 15 police officers were killed, and he also said that there were civilian casualties too.
And is anyone taking responsibility for the attacks?
Not that we've heard yet. It's quite interesting. Mr. Melikov said in a video message on social media, "We know who was behind this." But that's as far as he went. He didn't say publicly who. But the strong suspicion is that there is a link to radical Islam here. I mean, if you go back to the early 2000s onwards, Russian security forces in Dagestan were battling an Islamist insurgency. And in recent years, the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a whole string of attacks in Dagestan. I can remember one going back to 2018. There was a shooting there outside a church in the city of Kizlyar when five worshippers were killed. So the suspicion is this is linked to radical Islam. However, there is a clear reluctance, I think, on the part of the Russian authorities to discuss publicly the Islamist threat to Russia. If you remember earlier this year, the attack near Moscow on the Krokus City Concert Hall, which killed more than 140 people. After that, the Islamic State group came out and claimed that it had carried that out. And yet the Russian authorities pointed the finger of blame at Ukraine. And at the West, because since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russians have been led to believe that the biggest threat, the greatest danger they face, is from the government in Kyiv and from the West. That is the official message, the official narrative that's put out by the authorities. And I think they're reluctant to change that, because if you start talking openly about the threat from radical Islamist groups in Russia, that raises the question, why has Russia been focusing all its energy, all its resources on waging war against Ukraine and not on fighting radical Islam?
And I suppose that is the big question with all those resources going into the war in Ukraine. Has that left them very vulnerable?
I think there is a realization now that is the case. I'll tell you something very interesting that happened yesterday. After the first reports came out of the double attack in Derbent and Makhachkala, one Russian MP went on Russian television, an MP from Dagestan, and basically said, according to the official narrative, that this is linked to Ukraine, the intelligence services of Ukraine and NATO countries carried this out to destabilize the situation in Russia. Shortly afterwards, a senior Russian senator, Dmitry Rogozin, someone who has a reputation for being anti-West, he wrote on social media this: if we blame every terrorist attack linked to national and religious intolerance on scheming by Ukraine and NATO, this pink mist will lead us to bigger problems. I thought that was very interesting coming from Mr. Rogozin, someone who's considered to be a hardliner. And that suggests to me that there is a realization now that it's not right to blame every attack that takes place in Russia
and still
on Ukraine and the rest.
And much to be known about that attack there still today. Steve Rosenberg in Russia, thanks very much for bringing us up to date.